I'm glad to introduce my paper, Silo, a locality, a similarity locality-based near-exact deduplication scheme with low RAM overhead and high throughput. This paper was cooperated by Wen Xia, Dan Feng, come from University of Science and Technology, Hong Jiang, Yuhua, come from University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Deduplication is becoming increasingly popular in storage system as a space-efficient approach in data backup. Data deduplication not only reduces the storage space overheads, but also minimizes the network transmission of redundant data. The most popular deduplication approach is chunk level, such as fixed length chunking, content-defined chunking. Deduplication splices files into multiple chunks that are each uniquely identified by its hash signature, such as MD5, SHA1. Deduplication removes duplicated data by checking their fingerprints, which avoids a byte-by-byte comparison. There is a basic workflow of deduplication, which can include three key steps: chunking, hashing, and indexing. One of the main challenges for data deduplication is the scalability of deduplication indexing. For example, to backup and deduplication, deduplicator 300 terabyte unicode data at least 2 terabyte fingerprints had to be generated, which will be too large to store in memory. Those frequent access to on-disk fingerprints are not acceptable for backup service and has become main performance bottleneck of deduplication systems. There are two primary approaches to scaling data deduplication: locality-based acceleration of deduplication, such as DDFS and sparse indexing, and similarity deduplication, such as extreme binning. Now, I first introduced the locality-based approach. What is locality? There is a workflow of locality algorithm. Locality in this context means that the chunks of backup streams will appear in approximately the same order in each four backup with a high probability. Exploitation of this locality increases the RAM utilization and reduces the access to on-disk index, thus alleviating the disk bottleneck. But the locality-based approach often fails to work and perform poorly when the backup stream lack locality. Although exploitation of locality can maximize the RAM utilization and reduce frequent access to on-disk index by returning access the locality in the backup in the locality cache, locality approach often works poorly when backup stream lack locality. Several advanced data structures are designed to address this problem, such as Bloom filter, sparse indexing, and Kukul hashi. But this approach are often high memory consumed. The similarity approach are designed to address this problem. Similarity exploit data similarity instead of locality in the backup stream and reduce the RAM usage by extracting similarity characteristics from the backup stream. There is a workflow of a similarity approach. First, the similarity characteristics of input files will be extracted and indexed them in the memory. Next, the system detects that the file 3 is detected to be similar with file 1. Those are file 3. Those file 3 only need to be duplicated with file 1. Those similarity approaches achieve a single on-disk index access for chunk lookup profile, thus avoid a global index on the disk. But based on our observation and analyze of experiments results, there are still substantial limitations of a similarity-based approach. It often fails to detect a large amount of duplicate data for backup stream with a weak similarity. Now, I introduced the theorem that a similarity approach used. Consider two files, S1 and S2. That means H of S denotes the similarity characteristic of file S. Then similarity degree between the two files is qualified by the probability that mean H of S1 equal to mean H of S2, which is dependent on the percentage of the data come to both files. The smaller the percentage of data come to the both files is, the smaller the probability they are detected to be similar and then deduplicated. We have evaluated the similarity approach on the different workloads. The first figures show that a large percentage of data sets are of low similarity degree in our four real-world data sets. The second figures further examine that the duplicate elimination missed by the similarity approach on the Linux data sets. In fact, the smaller the similarity degree is, the less duplicated data are removed, which well demonstrated our former theorem. Those, the third figures also demonstrate that our similarity-only based deduplication approaches fails to remove large amount of duplicated data, especially when the data sets had a large amount of duplicated data with no similarity degree. Now we discuss our research motivation and our ideas. Since the small files usually only take up a small fraction of total space of a file system, but account a large percentage of total, a large percentage of the number of files, the chunk lookup index for small files will be disproportionate to their deduplication effect. We try to group many highly correlated small files into a segment and extract similar characteristics to minimize the deduplication overheads. A typical file system also contains many large files that only account for a small fraction of total number of files, but occupy very large percentage of total space. Obviously, these large files are an important consideration for deduplication. Thus, we try to divide the large files into many small segments and expose more similarity characteristics, which can be found more duplicated data. Although we explore more similarity characteristics of data stream, but it's not enough to eliminate all duplicated data. Thus, we design a locality enhanced algorithm to detect more duplicated data, which may be missed by the similarity approach. In fact, the labeling data of similarity data should be assumed to a good deduplication candidate due to backup stream locality. When we preserve the locality on the disk, we can find more duplicated data if the similar data is detected, which also demonstrated in our evaluation. Now, let me introduce the system architecture of Silo as depicted in the figure. The Silo architecture consists of four key functional components, namely file dimmer, deduplication server, storage server, and backup server. File dimmer is a dimmer program provide a functional interface such as backup and restore in user's computer. Backup server is the manager of backup system that global manage all jobs of backup service, or restore service, and direct all file agent and storage service. Deduplication server is responsible for storing and looking up all fingerprints for look up all fingerprints of files and chunks. storage server is the repository of for backup the data. In this paper, we focus on deduplication server, since it is the most likely performance bottleneck of entire deduplication system. Deduplication server mainly consists of locality cache, similarity hash table. Well, similarity hash table is designed to index similarity characteristics of data stream. The locality cache preserves the locality of backup stream in the memory. The segments work as the minimal similarity unit whose similarity characteristics are indexed in the similarity hash table. The locality unit block consists of several contiguous segments to preserve the locality of backup stream and also works as the minimal read and write unit of locality cache. As a salient feature of Silo, Silo similarity algorithm is implemented in FileDemon, which extracts data from backup stream into segments according to the following three principles. First, correlated small files in backup stream are to be grouped into a segment to reduce the RAM usage for deduplication. A large files in backup stream are divided into several independent segments to eliminate more duplicated data. Three, all segments are of approximately the same size. As another salient feature of Silo, the Silo locality algorithm groups several contiguous segments into a block and preserves their locality layout on the disk. It maximizes the RAM utilization and reduces frequent access to on-disk index by retaining access located in the locality cache. By exploiting the inherent locality in the backup stream, the block-based Silo locality algorithm can eliminate more duplicated data. For example, for two blocks B1 and B2, if the segment S14 are similar to segment 24, the Silo will consider the whole block. The whole block B1 to be similar to block B2. As a result, this grouping of contiguous segments into a block can eliminate more potential duplicate data that is missed by the probabilistic similarity detection. This is the workflow of Silo. We first chunk files and compute their fingerprints, then group many small files and segment large files into a segment and extract their similarity characteristics, which will be indexed in the similarity hash table. After that, the labeling data of similar data should be assumed to the good deduplication candidates due to backup stream locality. The blocks that contain the segments which is similar to the input segments will be read to RAM and organized to the locality hash table. The input chunks of similar blocks will be detected with locality hash table in the locality cache. Thus, we can find more duplicated data. Now I discuss about Silo's RAM usage. Silo use a very small proportion of RAM as its located cache to store a small number of recent access blocks to avoid the frequent and expensive disk read and write operations. The largest proportion of RAM in the Silo system is occupied by the similarity hash table. Assuming average file a chunk size of 8 kilobytes, average files of 200 kilobytes, Silo requires only 30 megabytes for deduplication 1 TB Unicode data with a segment size of 2 MB. Silo can further reduce the RAM usage about 15 MB for deduplication 1 TB Unicode data with a segment size of 4 MB, segment size of 4 MB. Extreme binning requires 300 MB for deduplication 1 TB Unicode data. And space index uses 170 MB of RAM space for TB Sky deduplication system, whereas space index and paper estimates that DDFS would require 360 MB RAM to maintain a partial index independent on locality in backup streams. Overall performance includes interplay of similarity and locality algorithm and the comparison of the outer state of the artwork. Locality approach chunk stash implemented on the hard disk. Similarity approach extreme binning. 4 real world datasets represent different strengths of locality and similarity are used in the performance evaluation of silo system. The Linux datasets also represent datasets with small files. Let's first discuss the interplay of similarity and locality algorithm. The mutually interactive nature of similarity and locality in silo shows a good understanding of relationship between similarity and locality. In fact, the larger the block size is, the more locality can be returned. And the smaller the segment size is, the more similarity can be exposed. The first figure shows that the duplicate elimination is proportional to the block size, but inversely proportional to the segment size. The second figure also shows that the time overheads of silo deduplication are the function of block size and segment size, and there is a lead point for each curve, meaning that for a given segment size and the workload, the time overheads decrease first and then increased. This may be explained by the fact that with a very small block size, there is little locality to be mined, resulting in frequent access to on-disk index. With a very large block size, silo also runs slower because increased disk access for locality exploitation may result in more unrelated segment being read in. This is our evaluation of locality enhanced evaluation. The two figures suggest that for exploitation of locality joint with that of similarity can remove almost all redundant data missed by the similarity detection on all workloads. The blue one is the duplicate data that our similarity approach removed. The red one is the duplicate data that our locality enhanced approach removed. The black one is the duplicate data that our silo approach missed. Those results can well verify our motivation of similarity and locality. In fact, only an extremely small amount of duplicate data is missed by silo, even on the datasets with weak similarity and locality. This is the evaluation of duplicate elimination of four systems, the exact and locality-based deduplication approach, chunk stash, and the similarity approach, extreme binning. Silo 2 MB and silo 4 MB represent silo with a segment size of 2 MB and 4 MB respectively. And we mainly discussed the overall result of silo with a segment size of 2 MB. This evaluation shows that silos joined and complementary exploitation of similarity and locality is very effective in detecting and eliminating duplicate data on all workloads evaluated, achieve near exact duplicate elimination about more than 99%. This is the evaluation of our RAM usage for deduplication indexing. Silo consumer RAM capacity that is only a small fraction of that consumed by chunk stash and extreme binning. The extreme bin no RAM overheads of silo system steps from interplay between its similarity algorithm, which group many smaller correlated files into a segment and extract their similarity characteristics and put the similarity only put the similarity characteristics in the memory. On the other hand, the RAM usage of extreme binning depends on the RG5 size of the file size. In addition to the duplicate factor, the smaller the RG5 size is, the more RAM space extreme binning will consume. Overall evaluation on duplicate throughput suggests that the silo outperform chunk stash by factor of about 3 and extreme binning by factor about 1.5, except the increment size. Since there is a lot of duplicate files in the increment size, extreme binning can index duplicate files in the memory, which avoid access to on-disk index. But Silo uses significantly less RAM space than other approach for given data sets. Silo can also boost the duplicate throughput by caching the locality information in RAM to reduce access to on-disk index. To this end, we propose the Silo scalable near exact duplication system. It effectively and complementarily exploits similarity and locality and achieves high duplicate elimination, more than 99%, and throughput at extremely low RAM overhead. Specifically, Silo proposed a new similarity algorithm that group many smaller correlated files and segment large files to better explore and exploit their similarity characteristics. Silo proposed an effective locality approach that captures more similar and duplicate data missed by the probabilistic similarity detection and also improve duplication throughput. Our experiment will demonstrate our motivation of similarity and the locality algorithm, and also show Silo system outperforms two state-of-the-art system and achieve a better performance. Thank you. Any question?
I think this is very interesting work. Do you have any sense on how you would tune the segment and the block size?
I'm sorry?
How do you propose to find out what the right segment and the block and the right block size are? You talked about...
The segment size, we use... generally, we use the segment size with 2 megabytes and the block size of 200 bytes. And we evaluation considers a silo with a segment size of 2 megabytes. But a silo with a segment size of 4 megabytes also achieve a good performance even with low RAM overheads. And Silo with a segment size of 4 4 megabytes also achieve more than 98% of duplicate elimination.
So are you saying that I should choose between those different values depending on how much RAM I'm willing to dedicate?
Yeah. If you the duplicate evaluant is dependent. If you duplicate in the parameter storage, you may use the smaller segment size. If you duplicate data in backup data sets, you may with a large segment size and with low RAM overheads.
Okay, since there's nobody else, I have another question. I think your heuristics on where to trade some of the RAM for less RAM for slightly less dedupe performance is a good one and certainly works on the data that you've been showing. Do you have a sense on what kind of data sets this would not work well for? Because it's a heuristic, so there got to be cases where it doesn't do as well as you've been showing in these examples, right?
Oh, our performance evaluation shows that Silo works very well on different strengths of similarity and locality.
Are there other data sets or other potential data sets, and if so, do you have a sense on how they would look, where your solution would not behave as well?
Yes, with a small scale of data. If the data set with low locality, even with a data set with one kilobyte, there is low effect on Silo. Silo are designed for PB sky deduplication system. Silo only need about 30 kilobyte RAM overheads in PB sky deduplication system.
Okay, thank you.
Let's thank the speaker again.